Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or Jen Twin, and it's the 23rd of March today. I'm just returning from drop-off, which was a bit of a drama today, because Henry really, really doesn't want to go to school. But it's a sunny day, so hopefully that'll help him over the course of the day. We had a busy weekend, so he may well be tired. He's tried out tennis, but I've not heard back yet whether he wants to do it again. He was quite good at it, actually. They come into the schools here and do sessions with the kids, and then you can book a free taster session if they like it. So we did that. And then Amelia had her TAP exam yesterday, so we'll hear before Easter how that went. There's six little girls, and they were looking very excited. And then there was a show on afterwards where the children could show off their own choreographies. And while they were practicing, or rehearsing, I should say, we got to sit and watch. So that's quite interesting. But then we felt we'd seen it then. So we didn't stay around. What else have I got to report? So that was a busy weekend. Brands. Isn't it interesting? Such a clever thing, brands, aren't they? Reputation stays. So I was looking for a coat, a spring jacket for Amelia, and it's never proved difficult before, because Marks and Spencer's do those lovely macs in lovely bright colours, and they're showerproof on the outside, and got a bit of lining on the inside, so they're not like a rain jacket where you just sweat, and they look fabulous. The only thing is, apparently you only do them in sizes 1 to 7. Once you're 8, and she's nearly 8, your only choices then is 8 to 14. So all of a sudden you're looking at cropped bomber jackets and that sort of thing. So I think, apart from the fact that I think Marks and Spencer's are missing a bit of a trick there, and I had a chat with some other mums about this last week, and they're all saying that this age group, the sort of the 7, 8, 9 age group, is a little bit... it's a bit of an awkward size, because the retailers seem to expect them to want to dress like little teenagers, but a lot of the children are not actually just there yet. They'd be quite happy with dressing something floral and pretty, and yeah. So you've got to look at retailers all of a sudden who realise that and do sort of different ranges and do them to at least 10. So I wasn't very impressed with Marks and Spencer's, I have to say. So I mean, they do good quality clothes, but it's kind of expect them to be quite young, and then all of a sudden you have to be a lot more mature. But there's no sort of in-between thing, so I thought that was a bit silly. So I had to look somewhere else, and I found, I looked on, because I mean, I'll try it monsoon, but they've got really funny sizing, so even my very skinny nearly 8-year-old wouldn't fit in the 7 to 8. So I don't know what they've done there, a bit of a strange cut, but at least their range goes to the age of 9. So and they would have had some stuff, but I found the coat there. And now comes the thing with the brand. So you think Next is pretty upmarket. It's quite expensive for children's clothes, I find. Not so for adults, but for children's. And but then I found the same coat on John Lewis. And guess what? It's actually £2 cheaper on John Lewis. And everybody thinks John Lewis is about the most expensive one you could possibly go to, most expensive retailer. Well, they're not. It's not just for the white goods, where they consistently have the best price on the high street. The only place you can get it cheaper if you buy it online from somewhere that doesn't have a physical shop on the high street. but it's also stuff like that, like the children's clothes, so on the brands. So, and since Next was out of size anyway on that one, ordered it from John Lewis. So that was quite surprising, and I suppose it's the same with the persistent myth that Tesco is quite cheap, when they're not. There are lots of cheaper grocery retailers out there, and also it's still this myth with every little helps, and yeah, they're not actually the cheapest anymore. And also a lot of people have commented, and I've tried, because in an emergency I'll go and buy some fruit there, it doesn't last very well, and a lot of people have said the same thing. So but it's just kind of, you build that brand, you do it for a bit, and then you've got that reputation, and it seems that then stays, and that's what's in people's minds, and that's what they use when they go shopping. Interesting, isn't it? And it just really shows how important that is. But then I'm pretty sure Paul Armani will be telling us, or would be able to tell us a lot more about brands. I'm not actually that clued up about it, but it's just something that I found. I was like, isn't that interesting? You have a certain perception, but it's not, it might not actually be true. Anyway, I'm back at the house and I'm just waffling. So I've made my point, so I can go and wish you all a lovely week. Bye for now.